1 December. Aurora. Image of President Carly LaSalle. Image of Dr. Grayson Pauling. Professor Aurora Bell. Image of Governor Samuel H. Tierney. Dean of Sciences, Dee Dee Whittier. University of Florida Chancellor, Malachi Barrett. This should be entertaining, Rory snapped off the screen. Norman was in the supplicant's chair. Well, I'm impressed, the leader of the Western world up at 9. He sipped coffee. Oh, since 8 at least, putting on makeup. Rory leafed through a thin stack of papers and slid them into a plastic portfolio. She reached for his cup. May I? He pushed it an inch toward her. No sugar. I stand in awe of your willpower. She took a sip. Ugh, delicious. Take it along. They'll have some there. She gave him a goodbye peck and took her jacket off the peg. Wasn't it raining out? Stopped before I left. She'd come to the office about 4 and saw lightning over the horizon. Crazy weather. The elevator had a sharp scrub smell. First of the month. She put the scruffy jacket on over a business-like meet-the-president dress, feeling bohemian. But who in Florida bothers with fancy cold-weather clothes? The sky was gray with fast-moving clouds. The air, damp and cool. It might rain again. She hurried along with the students hustling to their 9 o'clocks, some of them resolutely wearing shorts. Maybe they didn't have anything else. She got to the conference room early and was startled to see the president already there. It's just a test hollow, Dee Dee said from the other side of the room. Coffee? Half a cup, sure. The hollow looked absolutely real. Its eyes seemed to follow you. I wonder how much science the hollow knows. We could just go ahead and get started. Ye of little faith, Dee Dee handed her a plastic cup as she sat down, and took her own place across the table. Let's hope it's just a pro forma pep talk. Not a funding cut, Rory said. That's the first thing that occurred to me. It's been a real windfall for you guys. She blew on the coffee. You know it. Half our salary load this semester is covered by the federal grant. Of course, it's generated a lot of paperwork. People trying to justify their ongoing research in terms of the coming. I didn't hear that, Chancellor Barrett walked into the room. I didn't say it, Mal. She smiled at him. I was temporarily in the thrall of millennial demons. That was last month. He poured some coffee and squeezed past Dee Dee to get to his assigned chair. I hope we won't have to address the spiritual side of it this time. God willing, Dee Dee said. Amen. The meeting a month ago with Reverend Cale had been harrowing. You were either with him or against him, and he had come to the meeting knowing that it would be a confrontation with his strongest enemies. He tried to turn it into a ground-shaking media event, but fortunately, the press was tired of dealing with him. So it was a lot of sound and fury, and no air time. There was a soft gong, and the president came to life, a few inches higher, her hair unchanged but her blouse lavender instead of teal. Governor Tierney and Grayson Pauling appeared in the same moment. The governor had a green suit with a red tie. Christmas coming. The science advisor always wore gray. This morning, his skin seemed a little gray.